Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, Mishnah Yoma continues with the fifth perek of Mishnah Sheni, the ninth Mishnah. Misha Hayu Ferotav Rechokim Mimenu, one whose produce was far from him. Now, the way the Bar Nura learns this is Kfar Nitkana, gives him on the beer, is you've reached beer, but they've already been mitukan. He's already been mafresh. He's already declared where the truma and meiser are, but he did not yet physically separate them out and give them to the intended recipients, which is what's required, as we're going to see for the beer. You have to actually give them to the recipients. There are other mefarshim learn up this Mishnah, which is cited in Kiddushin 27. There's a discussion there that this might even allow someone to be mafresh the tithes. He can even separate the tithes when he's not present. You know, he says, well, I have this pile of grain in the north side of my granary and the east corner of that pile of grain in that specific location, that's going to be the meiser. So it's possible, according to some of Farshim, he can even separate the tithes using this method. But at least according to Bar Nura, he had separated it, and now he's physically giving it over to fulfill his obligation for beer. So he's far away from his produce. Tzorich likrot lahem shem. He has to designate to them a name, as in to give them over to the proper recipients. The Mishnah brings a story, actually a famous story. Ma'aseh Rabban Gamliel v'zkenein mishayim b'ayim b'sfina. So Rabban Gamliel, who was the Nasi, the president, and the elders, the Gedolei Ador, were all traveling on a boat. And it seems they might have been going to Rome or another location to beseech the government to mevatel a gezeira, to protect the Jewish people. They had to do business, had to do dealings with the government to protect the Jews from harsh decrees. And they were coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and it was time for beer, and they were not physically present at their granaries, at their fields, or at their houses. So Amar Rabban Gamliel had this produce that needed to be fixed up. He said, Isur Shani Atid Lamod, a one-tenth that I will in the future measure, Natun Lehoshua Umkomo Muskar Lo. This one-tenth is given to Yeshua. This is Yeshua ben Hananya, who is a Levi, and the place that it's sitting on is rented to him. So he's not only giving it to him, but he's giving it to him as a kinyan chatzer. He's renting him part of his granary or part of his storehouse. And through this rental, he's acquiring the grain on top of it. Rabbi Gamliel continues, Isser acher shni atid lamod. Another tenth that I will in the future when I get home measure out. It's given right now to Akiva ben Yosef, the famous Rabbi Akiva. He will be zoche, he will acquire it on behalf of the poor. Rabbi Akiva was not only a great teacher, but he was a gabai tzedakah to give out to the anim. And it's very fitting that he did this because for many years he was very poor. He was a shepherd, he was very poor. All he had when he got married was straw for a bed. So it's fitting that he had mercy on the poor, and he was a fitting gabai tzedakah, and he was going to give this produce to the anim. Makomo muskarlo, and again, the place it was sitting on was rented out to him. Am Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, who had received the Maaser Rishon, Isur Shani Atid Lamot, he says, one-tenth that I'm going to measure out, that's one-tenth of the original one-tenth, Natun Elazar ben Azariah, will be given over to Elazar ben Azariah, who is a Kohen, so this is Trumas Maaser, Rekoma Muskarlo, and the place that it's on, the place of that one-tenth of the one-tenth, the one-tenth of the Maaser Rishon, it's rented to him. Nitkablu Ze Mizei Sachar, and they actually paid each other a rental fee. So not only did he just verbally say, yeah, I'm renting you out the corner of my granary, they actually paid him a little bit of rent to actually acquire a rental right in that property and thereby the grains. So Rabban Gamliel, even though he was not physically present in Eretz Yisrael, he was away on the ship, he solved the problem of properly giving over all the tithes to their proper recipients while he was on the ship and fulfilled his obligation for beer. Now Mishnah Yud is amazing because we just had on Shabbat Ki Tavo, we had these psukim. So this is a bit of a chazara for Kitavo, or you can say that when we laned Kitavo 2 days ago, it was a preview of this Mishnah, which is going to get into the vidui meiser, the confession someone says that he properly has taken and separated all of the tithes, as we're going to see here in Mishnah Yud. B'mincha b'yom tov achron chayim mitvodin. So on the last day of the Yom Tov of Pesach, they would say this vidui. Now, that's the last day to do it. We learned earlier you should do it, ideally, Erev Pesach. So that's the ideal time, but you could do it as late as the last day. Ketzot hayo vidui. How do you do the vidui? Biarti a kodesh min a bayit. And that's actually citing the pasuk in Kitavo. It's in the second aliyah. It's Dvarim Perek 26, pasuk 13 is where this starts. So he has biarti a kodesh min a bayit, ze maiser sheni veneta revai. This refers to maiser sheni, the subject of this mesechet, and neta revai, which is very similar. Netativ lelevi, zim meiser levi. The pasuk continued, I gave it to the levi. That's not about obviously meiser levi. The gam netativ in the pasuk, zo truma utrumat meiser. This is truma to the kohen and trumat meiser that the levi gives to the kohen. The pasuk continues, leger leyatom ul almana. I gave to the convert, to the orphan and the widow, zim meiser ani. These people are anim. It refers to meiser ani. Haleket deshicha peya. The pasuk continues mentioning leket, which is fallen stalks or leftover stalks, single stalks that are left in the field unharvested. Shicha is bundles that are forgotten in the field. And peya, the corner of the field, all of these are left for the anim to gather. So it refers to these, that refers to these other matanot anim, even though they're not really tithes, but they fall into this category of obligations we need to take care of all of Am Yisrael. Afal pi she'einan ma'akvin et vidui. Even though these things do not me'akev the vidui, they don't prevent him from saying a vidui. So even if he had not properly done leket shicha peya, shicha is adorable because you do the mitzvah by forgetting, but maybe he went back and he took it. So he was over the mitzvah, he can still say the vidui meiser. The pasuk concludes, min abayit, from the house, zo chola. That refers to chola. Chola is a form of truma, as we're going to find out very soon in the next mesechta. But all the other tithes are taken from the granary, from the field, from where you're finishing your produce. Chal is the only one that's really, you take the tithe, the truma, while you're in the kitchen making the dough. So it's a very special form, and we'll see as we'll continue tomorrow, the psukim talking about the vidui meiser. The Mishnah will continue explaining what these mean. Shkoyach Rabbosai, be well.